Quarter started. So we're talking with Connor DeFilippe, who's back for the 2012 Star Mazda season. Turned by far the quickest time in today's practice at Barber Motorsports Park, under the existing lap record. Connor, congratulations. Tell me a little bit about your day.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it was certainly a good day of testing here. Learned lots, and you know, it's good to be back in the race car. The Junco's racing boys worked hard and had no problems at all. Car was, you know, really close to being where it needed to be, and so it's just a matter of fine tuning from here. And you know, we went a little quicker in the morning than we did this afternoon, but we got a little bit of lap traffic this afternoon, so I'm not too worried about that. Looking forward to getting back on track tomorrow and just keep working away and making the car even quicker.
I noticed time seemed to drop off a little bit. Was that just a matter of traffic, or did the track actually get slower with the temperatures going up, or what?
Yeah, the track temp, you know, was quite a bit warmer this afternoon, and we waited a little bit to go out because the track was certainly getting quicker there at the end. A couple of the drivers put on another set of new tires at the very end and went a little bit quicker than we did. So I think the track was definitely getting better at the end, and but most definitely it wasn't as good as it was this morning. So, but I mean, that's going to be a variable that we all chase throughout the weekend, and especially on the race weekend, the track's going to change a lot when the track heats up. So it's going to be another task for us to kind of adjust and chase throughout the weekend.
All right. I don't mean to put you on the spot with this question, but answer as best you can. I mean, last year you drove for an extremely good team in its rookie year, Team Pelfrey, and this year you're driving for Junco's Racing, which is, I believe, in its third or fourth season, won the championship with Connor Daly. Is there any way you can talk about the difference, or does it feel different, or, you know, I mean, how is it moving from one team to another like that?
Yeah, you know, every team has its own philosophy, and there are subtle differences from team to team, and, you know, all the guys here, you know, are very passionate about what they do, and work as hard as they can around the clock, and, you know, we all make complete cars and just better for it. But I mean,
you there? Did I lose you?
Yeah.
Connor, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, now we're back.
Yeah, the service here is a bit spotty, so it's hard to hear.
Okay. So I'm sorry, can you repeat that last part of your answer? It got lost in the static.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, the type of car that the Junco's boys have certainly suits my driving style a little bit better, and I think, you know, Ernie, the engineer, since he was a driver himself, you know, he has the perspective of a race car driver as well as an engineer, which I think is a big benefit. So we really speak the same language, and it's been really efficient as far as sorting out the car, and every little change certainly improves it, so... There definitely, like I said, there's definitely differences, and you know, the car that we drove today, anyways, was certainly you know, an improvement from each session. And I'm not gonna, you know, say that one team's, you know, superior over the other, but each car has its own feel to it.
Sure. I noticed that Petri Savanto turned the quick time in session two. Looks like you got some fast rookies there. Anybody there that's particularly impressed you?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to, all the guys are going to be quick over there. There's a lot of quick rookies this year. Since this track is really tire dependent, that's why a lot of the times are gonna jump around quite a bit. I know we didn't use any new tires in the second session, and they didn't use any in the last session, so that's why I think the times are jumping around quite a bit. So it's hard to tell, because you're out of the track, you don't know who's on new tires and who's not.
Okay,
but
yeah.
They're all certainly going to be quick, without a doubt, and you know, regardless of how quick everybody else is, we just got to focus on our own program and really push hard and try to improve the car each session. So that's going to be our goal.
Okay.
Every time we go out on track.
Great. One last question. Who are your sponsors on the car this year?
The title sponsor is going to be ModSpace Motorsport. They make the modular units. So they're going to be my main sponsor this year. And then I have a few other smaller sponsors that are going to be on the car on per race basis. But they're going to be my main title sponsor for the year.
Okay, terrific. Connor, congratulations. I'm not the slightest surprised to see that you're the fastest. You're probably the most experienced driver in the field at this point. And good luck to you tomorrow and at St. Petersburg.
Sounds good. Thanks, Peter.
Bye-bye.